I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is Cinema Classics.
What else you think it is?
Talking about classics, how do you preserve these? Well, the Library of Congress does.
Every year, they name a crop of films.
Yeah.
To the
National Registry to preserve films in categories, cultural, historic, and or aesthetic.
Okay.
All right. So far, there are over 700 in the National Registry.
Wow, that's so few when you think about it, right?
Isn't it?
When you think about the entire history of cinema.
Yeah, and if you look through the list, it's an eccentric list.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the greatest films always.
Yeah.
But they're ones that fall under
there. There's always an interesting mix of film.
Which one of the categories, cultural, historic, and or aesthetic, you think these belong to?
Okay.
Here's a favorite of both of ours that came out in 1951. Ace in the Hole.
Yeah. Billy Wilder.
Kirk Douglas.
They don't make him like that anymore, John.
right.
They should preserve all of those films.
He's a reporter who's using some unethical attitudes toward getting his story about a guy who's stuck in a hole.
Yeah. It's that satire. It's Billy Wilder. He excelled at sort of these characters and these stories that were pitched just on the verge of sort of reality, but also pushing them over the line a little bit.
You know, probably one of the first ones to spy at the entertainment in the media circus and, of course, to mine the dramatic depths of a person who's driven by ambition.
You know what a great triptych would be? His Girl Friday, Ace in the Hole, and All the President's Men.
Oh, you got it. Yeah.
And by the way, for those people who haven't seen a Kirk Douglas movie one great film after the next.
This year, they have also added, from 1960, Spartacus.
Kirk Douglas that time partnering up with Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah. So you're looking at that as cultural and artistic, my guess.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Don't they all have some...
They all have artistic.
Yeah.
But whether they're historic or cultural.
Okay. All right. And so give me one that you think would be historic.
Titanic.
That's historic?
1997. Oh, no.
Just because...
It's a fiction. Of course it's historic. Overall, it's historic.
I'm saying it's historic because of the business it did.
Right.
Right? Okay. It was the highest grossing movie.
No, I'm saying it's historic because of the event. Because it's a docudrama of sorts, and it is speculating on the drama inside. I agree. Culturally, as a film, it's a phenomenon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I would think. I wouldn't think that its representation of that historical event was...
Cultural edition would be in 1967. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yeah, there you go. See, now that's historic.
a companion piece, Get Out, this year.
Yeah, right. Sidney Poitier, get out of there. Get out of that. Get away from Katharine Hepburn. She's going to drive you crazy.
Now, artistically, how about Memento 2000?
Yeah, now I love that movie.
Yeah.
That put Christopher Nolan on the map.
Yeah. And here he is this year with Dunkirk.
Memento, certainly one of the great indie films of all time, a neo-noir in which a guy has no short-term memory and is trying to solve the crime of his wife's murder.
Right.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Here's another one on here, classic from 1939, one of the great years in Hollywood history, Only Angels Have Wings. Cary Grant, Adventure.
Oh, right. Yeah. Good
Remember
one.
That?
Good choice.
There are all
these
little pilots.
I was thinking you were going to hop on for sure, 1978's cultural phenomenon.
Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there may be some art there.
Yeah, I definitely think there's some art there.
I know how to poke you.
Yeah.
And
how about this one for you? This is an apt title for this particular conversation. He Who Gets Slapped.
Oh, guess
1924. I don't know who's in it or what is it, but I like the title.
Well, here's one. Field of Dreams, 1989.
Here's another title for you, Dumbo.
I saw that one.
I love Field of Dreams. Everybody has been talking about it again because of the success of Stranger Things on Netflix. The Goonies from 1985.
Yeah, The Goonies is added this year, right. The last film that we'll talk about in this show from the 80s with a rough edge to it.
Yeah.
Die Hard.
Oh, yeah.
But what's rough about it is, I think, how do you make something about Christmas that's also a thriller,
yeah,
but also has a sense of humor.
For you, it's not about Christmas.
Okay,
it just
you.
Happens to take place at Christmas.
All right, I'm calling Chris Hamill, telling him not to have that again at Christmas time.
At the Gateway Film Center. Yeah, okay.
All right. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.